There was a good man who came home from the war.
To marry the woman he loved, who lived in a crooked house with...
Her sister with her brains.
Her mother with her ego.
Her father with no emotion.
Her uncle with too much.
Her aunt with too much love for her husband.
Her great aunt with too much love for them all.
Her grandfather's new wife with too much hate for them all.
And the tutor with his fear.
And they all lived together with her grandfather, Aristides Leonides.
The crooked man who was murdered.
Josephine said it was time for the second murder.
How did she know?
In detective books, she said it always happens around now. She just didn't know she'd be the next victim.
Stupid, stupid girl.
But it's still only attempted murder, thank God. The hospital would take care of her.
I should have taken better care of her.
It's not your fault, Sophia. I was with her until Taverner distracted me.
What did he want?
It was just some nonsense about the will.
If he spent less time obsessing about the will and more time catching the killer, she would never have been hurt.
Well, don't go blaming yourself, Miss Leonidas. The way this was rigged up, it would have got us sooner or later. Someone knew Josephine would swing on the shed door and that bloody great stone would fall smack right on top of her.
Who would booby-trap a kid's game?
Who found her?
I did. Dinner was almost ready. Nanny said she'd be out bouncing her ball or swinging on that door again. I said I'd fetch her.
She was unconscious when you got here?
All sprawled out. She had blood in her hair.
Don't think about that now.
So everyone knew she played here and anyone could have slipped out of the house to set up the trap?
That's not good enough, Inspector. You've had long enough on this case to narrow it down from anyone and everyone. I suggest you start to do so and make an arrest before someone else gets killed.
My baby, my funny, ugly baby. I used to call her a changeling and make her so angry. And now she'll die. I know she'll die.
Hush, Mother, don't say that. Have you called the hospital?
I can't bear any more bad news.
I'll go and call them. Come along.
Very capable young lady, your Sophia.
She was like that in the war. Strong enough to cope when other women went to pieces. That's what first struck me about her.
Must have struck Aristides too. Seems he did the right thing, choosing her as the sole heir to his fortune.
Don't even think about suspecting Sophia.
What makes you so sure she didn't know about the will?
Because she wouldn't keep it secret from me. And she'd never hurt anyone, not Aristides and certainly not her little sister.
She told you the whole family was ruthless. That includes her.
She also told us she wants to murder a court. That's why she wants me here, so I can find out the truth and we can get married and get out of here for good.
She said that, did she?
We agreed this evening. As soon as this is all solved, we're leaving this house and the family behind, so that proves it. She couldn't possibly know about the will.
Well, she'll know before long. Gateskill's going to tell them all, then we'll see exactly who knew what.
Yes, we will.
Which way to the drawing room?
Follow me.
I'm glad you'll be going. It'll do you good to get away, start afresh. Start your own family. A bit more like your dad's side, eh?
That's the plan. Just through here.
You're finding your way around pretty well now.
Starting to get the hang of it, I suppose.
Be careful, Charles.
What of?
Just be careful.
Dear Gateskill, you will be astonished to get this and probably offended. But I have my reasons to be secretive. I had no intention of letting my family know how my fortune was to be disposed of. Hence, I asked you to draw up the fake will, and I appeared to sign it in front of my loved ones.
What?
In fact, I slid a sheet of blotting paper over the fake will, enabling a little trickery to take place. The will that was actually signed and witnessed that night is in clue.
What will is this?
She's outrageous!
Well, why would Sweetie Pie want to trick us?
Go on, Mr. Gateskill.
I have long been a believer in the individual. In a family, there is always one strong character who must bear the burden of the others. I have always been that person. When I die, the burden must fall on someone else. I have considered sharing my fortune equally amongst my beloved children. But unfortunately, men are not born equal. nature is not so kind. My son Roger is too impulsive to have good judgment. My son Philip, too unsure to do anything but retreat from life. There are no capable men, and the next generation has no men at all. But it seems to me that my granddaughter, Sophia, has the positive qualities required. Brains, judgment, courage, fairness, and, I think, generosity of spirit. And so it is to her I commit the family welfare and my fortune.
How dramatic. Madam Sophia, your penniless old mother begs you for alms. Spare us a copper, old dear.
Stop that, Magda.
What about poor Roger, then? Old Sweetie Pie was going to rescue his business. Will she help him and Clemency instead?
No, Sophia, we don't want anything.
Not a penny, dear girl. We just want to leave and make a simple life for ourselves.
Well, that's all very well, Roger. But if you go bankrupt, how's it going to look? People will think that Sophia let you rot.
Oh, Aunt Edith, who cares what people think?
Well, clearly not you, Clemency. But Sophia lives in the real world. I think that Aristides was right about her. So it would be wrong if it got about that she'd behave greedily over this.
None of you understand us. You never have, and you never will. Come on, Roger.
Let me be the first to congratulate you, Miss Sophia. You are a very wealthy woman. If you ever need any legal advice,
never
please...
Never mind about that now, Gateskill. What are we going to do about Roger?
Roger must fend for himself. Even if you put United Catering back on its feet, he'll never be able to run it successfully. But, of course, it's your money.
I'll show you out, Mr. Gateskill.
Very well.
I wouldn't dream of putting United Catering on its feet again. It would be an idiotic thing to do.
I must get back to the library. This has taken up far too much time.
Father.
Oh, you must forgive me for not congratulating you, Sophia. I wouldn't have believed my own father could have humiliated me so much to disregard a lifetime's devotion.
Oh, Philip, you mustn't take this as a slight.
Oh, he never cared about me. It was always Roger. Well, at least he was cut out too. You played your cards very well, Sophia.
How dare you speak to her like that?
She's my daughter. And my leader now, it seems. But I shall leave you to contemplate your next move.
Oh, no self-control.
I know just how he feels.
Magda? It's all right, Sophia. I'll make them see sense. Magda!
Don't listen to them. They're just lashing out. Come here. Oh. Everything would be better when we've left this place.
I just wish everyone wasn't so upset.
You could easily appease your mother. Just pay for a play.
Absolutely not. It'd be throwing the money away.
Your grandfather was right. You are a chip off the old block.
You know what this means, don't you, Charles? He's put me in charge of this family, this house. I can't go away now.
You want to stay?
I have to.
And you still want me to stay and find the killer?
Of course I do, Charles. Why wouldn't I?
What they're saying, is it true? That your love is burning low?
There's wickedness in this house, Mr. Charles. That's what there is. Somebody killed the master. And now they've tried to kill my Josephine.
Don't cry, Nanny. Sophia's calling the hospital again. There'll be good news soon.
You know what she was like. Always hiding, listening, scribbling notes. It made her feel important. But it isn't safe when there's wicked folk about.
Do you know where she kept her notebook? The one she scribbled in?
Oh, very sly about it she was. Scribbling in it and sucking a pencil. I told her she'd get lead poisoning. But she said it wasn't really lead, it was carbon. I told her off for Patchard.
The notebook, Nanny, where was it kept? Was it with her when she was found?
Oh, no, she hadn't it with her. I don't know where she kept it. Ever so sly she was. Bless her.
The key.
kid's room's been ransacked.
When did this happen?
It must have been before she was hurt. Everyone's accounted for since. And yet again, it could have been anyone. Your Sophia won't be happy.
So someone tore up the room looking for something and then tried to get rid of Joseph.
What were they looking for?
The same thing I've come here looking for, her notebook.
I wouldn't mind finding it myself, but if it was here, they've already had it.
No. No, Josephine wouldn't make it so easy.
Well, as soon as she comes around, she'll have to tell us what she knows, for her own safety.
That won't work on Josephine. She'd rather die heroically than tell the police anything. We've got to figure this one out for ourselves. Where would she hide it?
You're her best friend, you tell me.
When I last saw her in the cistern room, she said she was detecting.
Well, maybe we should take her lead.
It's behind the tank. Something's trapped. Pass me your torch.
Is it the notebook?
I think so. Wait. No.
Letters?
Oh, Lawrence, my darling.
Love letters from Brenda.
I feel sure that everything will come right. I don't want Aristides to suffer, but it can't be any pleasure to go on living so long. We shall be glad that he never knew. That he died happy. Soon we shall be together for always, and I shall be able to say, my dear, dear husband, we were made for each other. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Forget the notebook. That narrows it down all right.
I can't believe I felt sorry for her.
I bet Lawrence fixed that booby trap. It explains what puzzled me about it.
What was that?
It was such a sappy thing to do. Look here, say the kids got hold of these letters, letters that are absolutely damning. You can't get them back because she's hidden them. So you have to put her out of action. You know, she plays on her own in the shed, so what do? You lie in wait with a poker or rope or whatever, and you finish her off properly. You don't hope a lump of rock's going to do the job for you, not unless you're too wet to attempt anything else. The family might be ruthless, but sappy old Lawrence would have to rig up a trap like that and hope for the best.
Like the poison in Aristides' syringe.
Exactly. It's just the sort of thing him and Brenda would cook up. No brute force, no bloodbath. Keep their hands nice and clean.
Everything isn't going to come right for them now. Not with this evidence.
Good work, Charles. Your dad will be proud.
Well, Sophia will be relieved.
How's it feel to be engaged to £1 million?
She didn't know about the will, Uncle Alec. You do believe that, don't you?
Well, I was sorry to put you through the mill there, son, but you understand how it was. Everyone was under suspicion.
I even doubted her myself for a second.
Well, she's in the clear now. You can whisk her away as soon as you like. What is it?
She wants to stay.
Oh?
No, she has to, because of the will, but she doesn't like it. It doesn't mean anything. Look at the letters. It was Brenda.
Charles, something terrible's happened. You've got to help me.
I can't, Brenda. I told you to get a lawyer.
I don't need a lawyer. I need you to talk to Sophia.
Talk to me yourself, Brenda, and stop pawing my fiancé.
How dare you sack Lawrence? What gives you the right?
My grandfather, your late husband, he put me in charge, and I'm doing what needs to be done. Josephine's on the mend, and I'm not putting her in danger again. I shall make new arrangements.
But poor Lawrence is so upset. He thinks you don't trust him. Charles, tell her she can't send Lawrence away.
Lawrence has already gone.
Well, that settles that.
Gone? Gone where? He wouldn't just go.
The inspector will explain everything. Outside.
Brenda Leonidis, I have a warrant for your arrest. You were charged with administering eserine to Aristides Leonidis on September the 19th. No. I must warn you that anything you say may be used in evidence at your trial.
No, no, it isn't true. Charles, tell them it isn't true. I didn't do it. Don't let them take me away.
Please, don't do this.
Let go of him.
No, she's got to you. I tried to warn you. Don't trust her.
I've seen the letters, Brenda.
Come on, Miss Leonidis. Let's get in the car.
Where's Lauren?
Don't worry. You can still write to him.
Thank God she's gone. What does she mean you can't trust me?
Nothing. It's all over now.
At last. I thought they were never going to arrest that foul woman and her miserable boyfriend. I hope they both get hanged.
Ja, don't be so uncivilised.
If they poison my father, try to bash in my little niece, and you say I'm uncivilised? You were with her, weren't you, Charles, when they dragged her away? Did you see the real her? Bloodthirsty, gold-digging?
She was scared out of her wits.
That serves her right. There must be a bottle around here. We really should celebrate.
Oh. Have the police said that we can go now?
Are you so desperate to get away, Clemency?
Well, I have to before the family talks Roger into staying. Don't you want to go too, Charles? With Sophia's inheritance, you can go wherever you like.
I think we'll be happy enough here.
Really?
If we can make it our own, do the place up, get to grips with the garden, rip out that bindweed and plant some decent stuff. If anywhere's crying out for a fresh start, it's this place.
It's funny. I thought you were like me, Charles, but perhaps I was wrong. Perhaps you could fit in here after all.
I want to see my goldfish.
Darling, your bandages are barely off. Come and have some nourishing soup.
Don't fuss, Mother. I'm quite all right and I hate nourishing soup. I'm going to the fish pond.
What if she's still concussed?
Oh, she's fine. Inspector Taverner just wanted to be sure the suspects were safely locked away before she came home from hospital.
My poor little changeling. It makes me quite ill worrying about her.
Would you like me to go after her?
Oh, would you, Sweetie Pie?
Why did you call me that?
What, Sweetie Pie? Oh, I don't know.
It's what you called Aristides.
Oh, so it is. I suppose it's just nice to have a man around here again.
You've missed all sorts whilst you've been away.
I don't see Ferdinand.
Which one's he?
The one with four tails.
I don't much care for that moth-eaten one.
That's such a bumpkin. They're incredibly expensive. So that just shows how little you know about anything, Watson.
Actually, I've had to play Holmes in your absence. Don't you want to know all about it, Josephine?
I expect I know it all already.
I bet you didn't know that Brenda and Lawrence have been arrested.
Of course I did. The policemen were talking about it at the hospital. That's why you can't tell them anything. They're bound to blab and mess it all up.
Well, they haven't messed it up this time.
I hope they gave the correct caution. You have to, or it won't stand up in court.
I had to tell them about the letters. I found them behind the cistern.
That was a rotten place to hide them. I guessed at once when I saw Lawrence coming out of there one day. He's hardly the type to be fixing the plumbing, is he? I knew he must be hiding something.
But I thought...
Josephine!
More fuss, but I'd better go. You have to if it's Aunt Edith.
Soup, in the kitchen. No arguments, young lady.
How about cartwheels? Six in a row. Watch me, watch.
That girl seems none the worse for her adventure.
Well, let's hope we can all get back to normal now that Brenda and Lawrence have gone.
Do you think they'll be convicted?
Of course. Well, their love letters as evidence.
I'm not happy about this, Charles. I've said some sharp things about Brenda in the past. But now, I feel like she should get a square deal. A good lawyer. Aristides would have wanted that.
Even though she killed him? I thought you loved him.
I told you, I disliked him intensely.
Well, that doesn't mean you didn't love him.
Perhaps not.
So why are you suddenly sticking up for Brenda?
Because Aristides would never forgive us if...
If what? If she was innocent?
I'm late. You must excuse me.
What is it, Aunt Edith? If Brenda is innocent, who do you think is guilty?
I have an appointment in London.
Well, I can drive you. We've got to talk.
No, Charles. You stay here with Sophia. Make the most of your time together. It would be like Aristides and my sister all over again. I don't want to do anything to destroy that.
Well, what could you do? Who do you think it is?
I just want the children to be happy when I'm gone.
When you're gone? You are coming back, aren't you?
Yes. But my appointment is in Harley Street.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't need any sympathy. I've had a good life. At least the children returned, my love. You mustn't breathe a word to any of them.
Oh, I don't have any secrets from Sophia.
This isn't your secret. It's mine. And I'm trusting you to keep it.
I still can't believe it's over. We need to do something to make it real. I know. Let's dance.
Sophia, someone will see.
See what? A happy young couple dancing.
Well, are you sure we should be happy after everything that's happened?
I'm not going to let Brenda cast a shadow over this house any longer. Oh, yes. I meant to say, Charles. The answer is yes.
The answer to what?
He's forgotten already. Or maybe the offer's been withdrawn now he's met the in-laws.
You mean yes?
Yes. I mean yes, yes, yes.
When?
As soon as possible. A wedding is just what we all need to bring this place back to life. Imagine Mother stealing the show with some heartfelt soliloquy. Father being forced out of his library and into the sunshine to give me away. Josephine might even deign to be my bridesmaid.
You've got it all planned out, haven't you?
I've had to imagine it all. I thought it might never happen. That's what I mean about making it real. Do you know what I mean?
I sometimes wonder if it's really over myself. When I remember how she looked.
What did you tell me once? Out in the rock garden. Forget about Brenda. Close your eyes. Remember the desert. We are free, aren't we, Charles? Your friend Taverner isn't about to start trawling through it all again.
No. No one else had a real motive, anyway.
Except for me. I got all the money, didn't I?
But you had no idea that was going to happen. Did you?
Charles, Grandfather told me about his new will 2 weeks before he was murdered. We were alone in his room and he looked at me strangely. He said quite suddenly, "You must take care of them when I'm gone. I've left you everything, Sophia."
You never told me.
I never told anyone. After the murder, I was scared.
Of what? Of people thinking it might be you, that I might think that.
Do you see now why I couldn't marry you until the killer was found? Why I needed you to find out the truth?
But you didn't tell me the truth.
I couldn't drag you into it. Can you imagine how hard it's been for me? Trying to keep you at arm's length, not incriminate you too.
You did tell me you were ruthless. But even you could have been the murderer.
That's what people would have thought, Charles. I couldn't risk tarnishing your name. But you've put us all in the clear now. Now we can be married without secrets.
I thought we had no secrets before.
Well, sometimes you have to withhold the truth, Charles. I don't expect you to understand. You're so good, and I love you for it. You've been my rock through all of this. You've made everything all right.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you. Just wanted to let you know I'm leaving now.
I'll walk down the drive with you, Inspector. See you out.
Don't hold him up, Charles. It's getting dark.
I won't be long. I just want to thank him.
You're a good kid, Charles. We couldn't have done any of this without you.
Are you sure you'll get a conviction?
Always a risk it'll fall through with circumstantial evidence, but they're not the most sympathetic characters. The jury will probably be against them from the off.
And you think that's right, that they're definitely guilty?
All I know for definite is that I've done my duty, turned in the evidence, and now I'm out of it.
But what do you really think, personally?
Well, there's nothing personal about it, son.
There is for me.
You've got a wedding to look forward to. I start a new case tomorrow. It's out of our hands now, and my opinion isn't worth any more than yours.
But you must have a sense. I need you to be honest with me, please.
My sense is they could be guilty.
But you're not sure.
Sometimes, if you're lucky, you're dead certain. No doubt in your mind. In other cases, you can never be sure whether you've done the right thing or not. It's best not to ask too many questions.
I wish to God you were sure this time.
Why, you think one of your new family is the real culprit?
No, not really. It's just... I think they think so.
You mean they still suspect each other?
There's nothing so simple. It's more like they're trying to hide the knowledge from themselves. Aunt Edith is uneasy, almost apologetic, wanting Brenda to get the best defence. If she thought they were guilty, that wouldn't make sense. What do you think? Could we have got it wrong?
I think I should have just snuck off home and saved myself this trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can go.
No, come on, Charles. You've obviously got someone in mind.
Well, it could be any of them. Philip is jealous of Roger. Magda gets things all out of proportion. Clemency's so desperate to go.
There's not much to go on, son.
No, there's something else, something Josephine said that keeps nagging at me. I can't remember what it was, except it didn't fit.
What about Sophia?
Sophia?
You admitted you had your doubts before, and she's the smartest of the lot. Aristides put his money on her, didn't he?
She knew.
About the money? Well, you swore she didn't.
I didn't know. She only just told me.
So she's been lying to you all this time?
Is that so bad? You told me to lie to her, pretend I hardly knew you so I'd get full access to the family.
That was for the greater good, to help us both clear her name. What? What is it?
I told her.
What?
I told her everything right from the start. I couldn't lie to her, Uncle Alec.
But you could lie to me? That's a dangerous game you've been playing, Charles. What did I tell you? Do the right thing and you can't go wrong.
I thought it was the right thing. I love her.
Then I wouldn't start unpicking the case against Brenda and Lawrence if I were you. You might be rethinking those wedding plans right now if it wasn't for those letters.
The letters?
I'll just go, all right, Charles? Go now and forget we ever had this little chat. Keep quiet, and you and Sophia might just have a wonderful life.
That's it. When we found the letters.
Goodbye, son.
No, wait, I've remembered. When we found them, we assumed that's why Josephine's room had been ransacked, because someone was searching for the letters and couldn't find them because she'd hidden them. But when Josephine came back, she was quite clear that she hadn't hidden them at all. Lawrence hid them in the cistern room, and she saw him and snooped around. She knew they were there. She read them, of course, but she never moved them.
Listen, it's coming this way.
We've got to get back to the house, now.
What's going on?
Don't you see? If the letters hadn't been moved, then they weren't what the person was searching for in Josephine's room. It wasn't Lawrence or Brenda, and whoever it was, they were searching for something else.
Josephine's notebook.
And if they didn't find it, she still isn't safe.
In Crooked House, Charles was played by Rory Kinnear, Sophia by Anna Maxwell-Martin, Inspector Taverner by Phil Davis, Aunt Edith and Nanny by Judy Parfitt, and Magda by Anna Chancellor. Philip was played by Ben Crowe, Roger by Simon Treves, Gateskill by Peter Marinka, Clemency by Rachel Sanders, and Brenda by Margaret Cabon-Smith. Josephine was played by Gráinne Dromgoole. Crooked House was written by Agatha Christie, dramatised for radio by Joy Wilkinson, and produced and directed by Sam Hoyle.